Thursday, February 13th. First reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 18 through 25. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him." So the Lord God formed out of the ground various wild animals and various birds of the air, and he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called each of them would be its name. The man gave names to all the cattle, all the birds of the air, and all the wild animals, but none proved to be the suitable partner for the man. So the Lord God cast a deep sleep on the man, and while he was asleep, he took out one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. The Lord God then built up into a woman the rib that he had taken from the man. When he brought her to the man said, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of her man this one has been taken." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two of them become one flesh. The man and his wife were both naked, yet they felt no shame. Haydock Commentary. The names that Adam gave to the animals probably derive from their nature and quality. When it is said that the Lord God cast a deep sleep on the man, the Septuagint version has an ecstasy or mysterious sleep, in which Adam was apprised of the meaning of what was being done and how the church would be taken from the side of Christ when he expired on the cross. The man and woman become one flesh, connected by the closest ties of union, producing children, the blood of both. St. Paul in Ephesians 5:23 discloses to us the mystery of Christ's union with his church forever, prefigured by this indissoluble marriage of our first parents. They were not ashamed of their nakedness because they had not perverted the work of God. Inordinate concupiscence is the effect of sin. The Gospel from Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 30. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Haydock Commentary. If Christ desired to conceal himself but could not, it would seem that he was not in control. But this is impossible. His will must always take place. On this occasion, therefore, he wished himself to be sought for by these Gentiles, but not to be made known by his own apostles. Wherefore it came to pass that not the persons who were his followers, but the Gentiles who entered the house in which he was, published his fame abroad. So says St. Augustine. Venerable Bede says, "Jesus Christ commanded his disciples not to publish that he was come into that country, not that he intended to cease from healing the infirm and curing diseases when he saw the faith of the inhabitants deserved it, for he informed the Gentile woman of his coming and made it known to as many others as he thought worthy, but in order that he might teach us by his example to decline the applause of men." The part in which St. Mark says that Christ was in the house when the woman came to petition on behalf of her daughter seems to differ from the narration of St. Matthew, who says that the disciples besought Christ to dismiss her because she cried after them when she was following them on the road. These apparent differences may thus easily be reconciled. The woman came to our Lord when he was in the house, and he, according to St. Matthew, not answering her a word, went out during the silence, and the woman followed after and by her perseverance obtained her request.